What is Lyme disease?
Lyme disease is a bacterial infection that is passed through tick bites. It has a number of sort of signs and symptoms, so quite broad effects from person to person. So when it first starts, often the signs are sort of flu-like illness, having a bit of a temperature, achy joints, that sort of thing. Sometimes a rash round about where the bite is. And if it's untreated, it can go on and cause a wider range of problems, such as long-term joint problems and arthritis, nerve problems where you have weakness or pins and needles, funny sensations, problems with inflammation in the heart, and sort of a range of different problems like that.
Now, we hear a lot about, you know, like dogs and things getting tick bites, but It's not something I think a lot of people necessarily associate with, you know, people getting.
Yep. Well, certainly dogs, because they run through the long grass and the bushes, do get a lot of ticks on them, and they can contract diseases from that as well. But increasingly over the last number of years, this infection that can affect humans has been carried by some of the ticks as well. Really, to get it, you need to be where the ticks are, and the ticks live in bushes, long grass, fairly sort of moist places like that, and then they have to climb off those bushes onto you, find a place to hang on and bite and feed. And once the tick's on, it will stay on for several days if it's left undisturbed. During the first few hours, it generally doesn't pass the infection, but over time, the infection can spread from the tick to a person if it's carrying the infection.
So as the hot weather sets in and things like that, we're really talking to kind of hill walkers and all that kind of thing, people who are going to be in these sorts of areas.
Yes, exactly those sort of people. And, you know, particularly, say, in the hot weather, if you've got shorts on and short sleeves, then you've got more skin exposed and more places for the ticks to catch on. So a sensible precaution if you're out in the vegetation is to try and have long sleeves and long trousers. Tuck your trousers into your socks. If it's your job and you're out every day, a forestry worker or something like that, it's maybe worth thinking about clothing which is permanently got anti-tick chemicals built into it, which really lasts the lifetime of the clothing. There's a bit of an expense to that, but it does give, you know, everyday permanent protection.
And what else can we do to help ourselves, and what should we be looking out for?
Well, I think the things to do are sort of threefold, really. First of all, if you can, avoid the places where the ticks are. So if you're out walking, then stay on paths rather than walking through the long grass. If you're going into the long grass, cover up exposed areas, so long sleeves, long trousers. Use a insect repellent that you can either put on your clothing or on your skin. And then when you come out of the long grass and the bushes, check over your body and your clothing for ticks. When they first climb on you, they're very small. They're about the size of a pinhead, a little black creature, and they take a while to find somewhere to latch on and bite, so you can easily brush them off once they're first there if you check over. Once they're attached, they're a bit harder to remove, but you should remove them using a tick remover or fine pointed tweezers, so you don't squash and crush them as soon as possible. So that's the first thing, preventing getting the infection. If you have signs of infection, so having a flu-like illness when there's not much coughs and colds and flu going around, having the rash, then you should go and get treatment, which is a course of antibiotics. You can get that from the emergency department, you can get it from your GP surgery, or you can get it from a pharmacist if they've got a prescribing pharmacist on their premises.
Excellent. And how much of a problem is this?
It's very hard to know exactly how big of a problem it is, because it's often not tested for. A lot of people will feel a little bit under the weather and never go to their doctor, never really be aware of it unless they get serious symptoms. if you look at the national figures for Scotland, Health Protection Scotland over the last 10 years have shown roughly sort of 200 to 250 cases a year, some years slightly higher, up to 300, one year a little bit less, but that kind of number they've picked up nationally is probably much higher than that, but people just aren't aware of it, it's not tested for, and they don't necessarily get the serious complications, so they never